So, hello all. Yeah, thank you for being here till the last, and I'm a first-time presenter, so if I get a bit jittery, I'm sorry. So the topic that I'm taking is open source AI for localization and accessibility. Well, the main idea is to use open source AI tools to elevate the content that you are actually receiving and to enhance the localizations that you can benefit from. So
Just in one second, because it's this sounded strange.
Okay. Yeah, what can I do? Is it okay? Okay. Okay, so sorry for that. And so essentially, coming back to what I was saying, we can use open source AI to enhance the subtitling potential and to have voice-to-voice conversion of a lot of videos and audio content, in addition to the text-to-text conversions that we are. So you might be wondering, what is the actual problem? So, well, I've seen that most of the time when I'm trying to access a doc, I'll be having this language issue. For example, I was working with the technology in the augmented reality realm, and all the documentation was actually in Japanese. I tried reaching out to the developers over there, but unfortunately, the language barrier still hit hard. And another case would be with the same guys actually had a few tutorials available on YouTube, but the same case. I don't speak Japanese, and I'm actually unable to convey my ideas to them in the language that I know. So this was actually an issue that we were all facing. And then there's the So you might be thinking, why can't you use something like Google Translate? Well, the obvious case is actually data safety. If I'm working on a cutting-edge technology, I don't want that to be leaked to other people without my consents. Or, like, I want to release that into the public. I don't want someone else to just take my data and then release it without my safety or my approval. And yeah, when it comes to usability, that's another factor, and financials. When I was actually working as an independent developer, the financial side was a big issue for me. I didn't have the money to bankroll something like $1,000 into a translation subscription for every month. So let's actually elevate that with a bit more of a user story. Suppose I'm a research student, and you can actually take the case of augmented reality right now. I'm trying to work in this very niche case, and people actually know about it, but I can't really converse with them. I'll be having a few issues like that. And one of the main problems that I'm facing is actually the lack of resources. And there could be resources, but they are present in another language that I'm not really able to understand with or converse with. So I would actually require the resources to be converted to another language that I speak of, and I want the conversions to have a decent level of accuracy. So that's it. And for one of the solutions, I can obviously ask for people who actually talk the language and require their services, but it is expensive and it is time-consuming. So a stopgap would be to use an AI solution. A similar case would be in the case of a docs manager.